From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Barack Obama says the current effort by the Iraqi army to liberate the city of Mosul will prove to be a milestone in efforts to defeat the Islamic State militant group. During a joint news conference held at the White House with the Italian Prime Minister, Obama said all indications are Iraqi forces are moving to surround Mosul, a key organization and leadership hub for ISIL militants.
The intention is to drive ISIL out of what was its first major urban stronghold and what continues to be one of the key organizational and logistical and leadership hubs for ISIL.
Obama said that if and when IS is driven out of Mosul, there is likely to be a humanitarian crisis left in its wake, with thousands left without their homes or resources. We have more from VOA's Margaret Bashir.
The UN has expressed continued concern for civilians in the northern city and fear that as many as 1 million of them could become displaced during the battle. If that happens, it could test the international humanitarian system to the breaking point. Updating reporters on Tuesday, UN spokesman Stéphane Dujarric said so far there has not been any significant displacement.
Movements out of the city have been limited, and displacement is anticipated to become more significant in the coming weeks. An estimated 200,000 people are anticipated to be displaced in the first weeks of the offensive. In a worst-case scenario, 1 million people could be displaced.
Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
President Obama rebuked Donald Trump Tuesday for claiming that the November presidential election is rigged against the GOP nominee. He said Trump ought to stop whining. This is VOA News. An Iranian prosecutor says an Iranian-American businessman and his 80-year-old father have each been sentenced to 10 years in prison in Iran for espionage. The Mazan News Agency reported that Siamak Namazi and his father, Bakr, were convicted of cooperating with the hostile American government. Both have dual citizenship. Siamak Namazi was detained in October 2015 by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps while visiting his family in Iran. His father, a former UNICEF representative who once served as governor of Iran's Khuzestan province under the Shah's regime, was arrested in February. Russia says its forces and those of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad have stopped bombing the Syrian city of Aleppo ahead of a humanitarian pause planned for Thursday. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made the announcement in televised comments Tuesday, saying the halt in airstrikes went into effect at 10 a.m. local time. Thursday's halt in fighting is designed to allow civilians to leave the city. Rebels will be allowed to leave as well. Meanwhile, a new aerial bombardment Monday in northern Syria flattened residential buildings in a rebel-controlled village, killing at least 23 people. Leaders from Germany, France, Russia, and Ukraine will gather Wednesday in Berlin to discuss further action on the Minsk peace plan, which was meant to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine. A German government spokesman says Chancellor Angela Merkel invited the foreign leaders to discuss the next steps needed to bring peace to the region. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says his nation cannot hold free elections with Russian forces present.
This is the different universe from the universe of the civilized world and from the Russian understanding of the free and fair election. I cannot provide free and fair election under the foreign troops, and no country in the world cannot make it.
The aim of the meeting is to help Ukraine reestablish its borders in the eastern part of the country following the Russia annexation of Crimea. Senior Afghan government and Taliban representatives reportedly have held at least two secret meetings in recent days in a bid to resume peace talks. A source within a national unity government in Kabul says the interactions took place where Taliban political negotiators are based. The U.S. Advisory Council on Human Trafficking is calling for changes in the way authorities deal with people who are rescued from slavery and exploitation. This is the first report of the all-voluntary council. It was released Tuesday. It called for more extensive training for law enforcement, comprehensive government services for survivors, and funding to empower survivor leadership. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.